A new federal report sheds some light on how job reassignments in the Department of Interior were handled last year. Joel Clement resigned from the agency in October after being ousted from his position working on issues like coastal resilience and village relocation in Alaska. He felt targeted by the Trump administration for his views on climate change, and he thinks this report helps back that up. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
There wasn't much of a paper trail to show Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's motivation for reassigning dozens of career officials last summer. An internal investigation found that the board responsible for those reassignments didn't maintain meeting minutes, notes, voting, or decision records. There wasn't a person responsible for documenting it.
It's a very damning report, and it demonstrates the kind of the chaos and incompetence that were at play.
Clement was assigned to accounting duties at the Office of Oil and Gas Royalties, which he says was much different than the job he had before, coordinating federal efforts to help move eroding villages in Alaska. He believes the Trump administration is trying to erase positions that have anything to do with climate change. And the report from the Office of Inspector General, he says, points to that lack of transparency.
What it doesn't do is look back and say, okay, well, how would they make this right with these executives who were either discriminated against or retaliated against?
The Deputy Director of Interior responded to the report, saying confirming key presidential appointments could be responsible for guidelines not being followed. The report outlines recommendations, like keeping records on plans for reassigning senior executives. As for Clement's old position, that still hasn't been filled. He acknowledges village relocation efforts are still underway. The Denali Commission is set to receive $15 million to help move Newtalk.
I think the fact that my position wasn't filled and other programs were not being enacted made it clear that the administration was dropping the ball. And so Congress knew that they had to pick this up.
Next, he hopes Congress holds the Department of the Interior accountable. He would like to see a congressional hearing on the job reassignments. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.